The Caleb Jones Blog. Just because something doesn't suck doesn't mean it's good. Written and read by me, Caleb Jones. As the quality of entertainment in the Western world continues to decline, mainly because of cultural collapse and corporate disconsolidation, people consuming said content are starting to react in odd ways. I've already talked about, in great detail, how bad movies have become over the last 10 years or so. You don't need me to repeat that all again. Last year was a travesty for movies, just like the prior years. That fucking Star Wars movie. That horrible Terminator movie. Ugh. So yeah, movies suck now. We all know that. But then people say, well, yeah, movies suck now, but TV is way better. All the quality has gone over there. Has it? Really? Did you watch the final season of Game of Thrones? Did you watch season 3 of Stranger Things? Did you try watching that new Watchmen show? Have you seen, Doctor Who lately? Cold shudder. Have you seen that new Picard TV show? Shall I go on? I admit that on the overall, TV shows aren't quite as dreadful as movies yet, but I see TV going in a downhill direction also, particularly in the last 2 to 3 years. How many politically correct, unfunny comedies do you need? How many sci-fi shows that only take place on modern-day Earth do you want to see? TVs, movies, it all more or less sucks, but that's not interesting anymore. What's interesting to me now is how people are reacting to the mass amount of suckage that they're seeing. So much sucks that when people come across something that doesn't suck, they think it's good. But it's not good. It just doesn't suck. It doesn't suck, but it's not good. But it seems good because so much sucks right now. I'll give you a few examples. The last few Star Wars movies have been dreadful, as I've already discussed. Each movie gets worse and worse, almost as if Disney is trying to make bad Star Wars movies. I predicted well over a year ago that Rise of Skywalker would A, be really terrible, and B, make $1 billion anyway, because people are no longer rational. I was correct on both counts. It was dreadful beyond belief, and it just went over $1 billion last week. Terrible, awful, horrible Star Wars movies, one after the next. People puke and are disgusted. But then, The Mandalorian comes along, and everyone has an orgasm. Great show, everyone says. Back to what Star Wars was meant to be, everyone says. Thank goodness Star Wars is saved, everyone says. Everyone gushes about how cool The Mandalorian is and how cute Baby Yoda is. What a great show! But it's not a great show. It just doesn't suck. I watched every episode of that show. It was fine. It wasn't good. It wasn't great. But it was watchable. It was fine. There were fun aspects to it, but there was way too much fan service, much of it didn't make any sense, and there were a lot of plots that were directly recycled from other and better shows and movies. But it certainly didn't suck. But see, now there are all these Star Wars fans that think The Mandalorian is simply amazing. They only think that because the Star Wars movies right now are so bad. It skewed their perception. That brings us to the movie The Joker. Men and anti-SJWs all over the world being sick to death of being preached by left-wing Hollywood via a bunch of woke SJW bullshit all over today's movies and TV shows finally see a movie where they think this stuff isn't present and they jizz all over it. They think the Joker is fucking great. But it's not great. It just doesn't suck. I saw the Joker. It was decent. Not great. Just okay. It's a direct rehash of the movies Taxi Driver and King of Comedy. It wasn't nearly as violent as it should have been. Every character in the movie is an asshole, which strains suspension of disbelief. But it didn't suck. It was fine. But everyone thinks this is some kind of amazing movie. It isn't. Skewed perception again. Speaking of SJW wokeness, that brings us to The Witcher. People are so angry about that last season of Game of Thrones that they've completely thrown themselves at this new Witcher show and think it's the greatest thing ever. It's now one of the most popular shows in Netflix's history. But it's not great. It's not even good. I watched all 8 episodes. It was barely watchable. By episode 6, I wanted to stop watching it, but I forced myself to power through the last 2 episodes. It lacked action. The characters were crazily inconsistent and constantly doing things that made no sense. It hits you over the head with SJW insanity. Yet another skinny, middle-aged woman in plate mail leading her troops into battle. Over 50% of the characters are non-white in a European fantasy setting with no in-world explanation. The main character was basically a mouthpiece for modern-day feminism, and on and on. It didn't suck. It was fine. But it wasn't good. But people are so desperate for quality TV fantasy after that Game of Thrones debacle that they think The Witcher is good. It's not good. The Witcher is about a badass in a fantasy setting who goes around killing monsters and having sex with hot babes. I should have thought The Witcher was the best TV series of my entire life. But instead, I'd give it about a C+. It just doesn't suck. Keep in mind that just because something doesn't suck doesn't mean it's good. It just doesn't suck. The fact everything else sucks doesn't automatically elevate mediocrity to quality.